West Sussex Children's Centre's on the chopping block. Robert Somerton Jones, Brighton and Sussex Socialist Party Conservative. West Sussex County Council is planning to axe 32 children's centres and 12 youth centres. The council is facing a massive budget shortfall, as much as £105 million over the next 3 years, according to its own figures. This is due to the devastating economic fallout from the coronavirus crisis and huge cuts in funding from central government. And rather than demanding more money from government, they are putting services onto the chopping block. In the hope of saving a paltry £1.95 million a year, the council is planning to close 32 out of 44 award-winning early help children's centres in the county, as well as all of the Find It Out youth centres which give advice to teenagers and young adults. The Socialist Party Brighton and Sussex branch is campaigning to stop this act of social vandalism. "We aim to join with local people, staff at the centres, organised in the Union Unison, as well as any local Labour Party councillors who will vote to oppose cuts." A petition signed by at least 500 local people, calling for a halt to the cuts, has already been dismissed out of hand by the Tory council and their Lib Dem collaborators. "We need to build wider support for the campaign, including organizing protests and supporting workers if they decide to take industrial action. Our demands are simple and straightforward: no cuts and no job losses. It's not just these centers under threat. We know that this is the first shot of a much bigger attack aimed at our public services. We know the same councillors are planning to make 50% cuts today in respite care, which helps struggling parents or parents of neurodivergent children. We know that centre closures only account for less than 2% of the planned cuts. Working class people did not cause this crisis, and so it should not be us who pay for it with higher taxes, job losses, and reduced access to services. Councils in England hold billions in reserves. This money must be used immediately to prevent further austerity. Meanwhile, a battle must be waged to fight for the Tories to replenish local authority funding that has been slashed in the last decade of austerity. After all, we now know that the magic money tree does exist when it comes to bailing out big business. With local elections on the horizon, the Socialist Party plans to stand as part of the Trade Union and Socialists Coalition, TUSC. At the center of TUSC's election platform is a demand for no more cuts, and a pledge from all candidates to vote against all cuts in the council chamber. "We are holding a public TUSC meeting in Brighton and Sussex on Sunday the 7th of March at 3 p.m. via Zoom, and we urge all who want to resist cuts and austerity in West Sussex to join us. Zoom ID 898-2687-3717.